Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Saturday night, 4:30 p.m., the 10-7 Texans, the 4 seed in the playoffs, go into Baltimore to take on the number 1 Baltimore Ravens.
I'm taking Baltimore.
This is going to be closer than I think it is. Stroud's got him playing well. Ryan's has him playing well. The Texans are going to be into this. They're going to be in this until the very end. Justin Tucker versus Kyeemi Fairburn. Give me Justin Tucker. Give me the Ravens narrowly. 8:15. The 9-8 Packers, the number 7 seed, fresh off their upset of the Cowboys, go into Santa Clara to take on the number 1 seed, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Packers, but I just think the 49ers are just going to be ready. They're rested. They've had time to plan to play the Packers. But, you know, just for all those people that were giving Gutekunst shit for trading Rodgers, looks like that worked out really well. I think everybody owes that guy an apology.
Yeah, yeah. And it's even more striking when Jordan Love looks like Aaron Rodgers from a body language standpoint, from a mechanics standpoint. Like, they haven't missed a beat.
He gets it, though. He's, no situation is too big. Like, he gets it. Like, you know, and that's the whole thing. It's like, you don't see his eyes, and there's bewilderment. He's not seeing ghosts out there. He comes to the game prepared. He knows where his hot routes are. He knows what he can do and what he can't do. He runs forward, not backward. Just saying.
Enough about Zach Wilson. I got to go with the Niners. If the Packers lose, when the Packers lose, this will not because it won't be because of Jordan Love. Now, it'll be because of the Niner defense forcing Love to do some things he doesn't necessarily want to do. But Nick Bosa says hello. Chase Young says hello. Fred Warner says hello. Dre Greenlaw says hello. That's going to be too much, right? These are the guys that the Cowboys wished they had last week. This is the nightmare fuel that teams are going up against. And as long as Brock Purdy stays healthy and they're able to keep everybody on the field, this should be a pretty easy win for the Niners. Sunday, 3 p.m., 9-8, number 4 seed, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, go into Detroit to take on the Detroit Lions.
I'm going to take the Bucs.
Ooh, interesting. Well, there's one thing that the Lions don't do well, and it's defend the pass. You can throw on the Lions. So, if Baker has another game like he did on Monday against the Lions, that's going to be, you know, they're going to win. Absolutely, they're going to win. But I'm going to take the Lions. I think that Goff exercised some demons by knocking off Stafford, by knocking off the Rams. They got something in Jahmyr Gibbs. They got something in David Montgomery. Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're going to come in hot, and they're going to come in ready, something the Eagles were not. So I think that the Buccaneers are going to play them close. The Buccaneers are going to play them tough. But at the end, Lions just too much. So we have Niners-Lions in our championship game, in my opinion. which is crazy to me. And your main event of the evening, your Sunday night special, the Kansas City Chiefs go into Orchard Park to take on the number 2 seed, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going with Ric Flair on this one. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm going to go with the defending champs. I'm not going to back down from it anymore. After they played a hell of a game against Miami last week, I'm going with the defending champs.
Well, 5 starters out.
Yep.
For the Bills, that definitely plays. That's definitely an issue. The Chiefs dispelled the whatever doubt you had about them playing in cold weather last week, right? They're going into cold weather again this week. Andy Reid's going to have them ready to go. The only question is, will the drops become an issue again? Rashee Rice had a great game. Can he build on it? Can he keep it going? Can Travis Kelce show up? Can MVS show up? Can Sky Moore show up? Give me more. I want to see more.
You want to see Kadarius Toney?
I didn't say Kadarius Toney. I want to see him ride the pine. I want to see him as a healthy scratch. If I'm a Kansas City Chief fan, if I'm Taylor Swift, I want Kadarius Toney's name off of my roster. Because that's no bueno. And the only reason why they're in this position right now is because of Kadarius Toney. So let's not forget that. Like, his foot is the reason why they're on the road in Orchard Park instead of at Arrowhead. So, you know, there's that. It's too much. It's too much for the Bills to overcome. Like, there's a lot, you know. If they are going to win this game, it's not going to be on the arm of Josh Allen. It's going to be on the legs of James Cook. Like, that's how they're going to do it. That's how it's going to be won. Because Josh Allen, I can see him throwing for 3 touchdowns, but 3 picks. I can see that. Right? It's very, very clear because we've seen it happen. I am going to take the Chiefs, and then you have Ravens Chiefs in the AFC title game. And both of these matchups are very, very good on paper and exactly what you hoped for at the beginning of the season.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.